Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
We thank the Lord for gathering us again here in ESU.
我们感谢主再一次召聚我们到这里。
Many years ago, I asked an elderly brother, "What is the most important matters in the house of the Lord?"
许多年以前，我问一位年长的弟兄，说在神的家中，什么是最重要的事情？
Without hesitation, he said, "His presence."
他一点都没有犹豫，马上告诉我说是主的同在。
Throughout many, many years after I heard that word,
我听到那一句话已经过了许多年。
And this word is the lamp to my feet, the light to my path, for living a life.In his house.
那这一句话成为我脚前的灯，路上的光，引导我的道路。
And the burden on my part for this conference is return to his presence.
所以在这一个聚会当中，我的负担是在于要回到神的同在。
I felt if we can return to his presence can lead us back to the origin.
因为若是我们能够回到神的同在里，那么神的同在能够带领我们回到我们的根源。
Let's start reading Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1 and verse
2. 所以让我们开始的时候，让我们读一下以赛亚书66章第一节、第二节。
Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1 and 2.
以赛亚书六十六章第一节、第二节。
Thus says the Lord, Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me? And where is a place that I may rest? For my hand made all these things. Thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look.To him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word.
耶和华如此说，天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。你们要为我造何等的殿宇？哪里是我安息的地方呢？耶和华说，这一切都是我手所造的，所以就都有了。但我所看顾的就是虚心痛悔因我话而战惊的人。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we're so grateful that we can come back into your presence.
父啊，我们恳求你带领我们回到你的同在。
As we come to this word said by Isaiah many, many years ago.
我们再一次看见以赛亚在许多年前所说的话。
We pray that the spirit that was in his heartWhen he said that word, will be in our heart this morning.
我们恳求主，那感动以赛亚说出这话的灵，今日也在我们的心中。
Lord, we need your presence every hour.
主啊，我们时时需要你的同在。
Therefore, we pray that your presence was with us in this hour.
所以我们恳求主，就在这个时候。你的灵与我们同在。
So you can take us back to the origin.
带领我们回到根源。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们靠耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
These two verses appears at the very end of the book of Isaiah.
这两节经文是在以赛亚书的末了。
And this word is not spoken at a moment of despair or defeat.
而且说这句话的时机，它既不是绝望，也不是失败。
It's said at the pinnacle of prophetic hope.
它乃是先知盼望的巅峰。
He come after the breathtaking promise of recovery.
它从神荣耀恢复的应许而来。
Glorious vision of the futures.
讲到将来荣耀的意象。
And assurance that God will bring His people back from exile.
而且能够有把握神会带领他的百姓从被掳之地归回。
At such a moment, you would expect God to reaffirm the glory of the temple.
所以在这个时候，我们会盼望说，神会在那里再一次肯定圣殿的荣耀。
But instead, God does something entirely unexpected.
但是神完全做了一件出乎意料的事。
He began to dismantle the deepest religious assumption that Israel had.
他在这里把以色列人所深深所肯定的那个宗教的认定把它破碎了。
Israel believed that God ultimately dwelt in the temple.
因为以色列人相信神至终是住在圣殿里面。
But God shatters that limited understanding and declares.
但是神把这一个有限的了解破碎了，在那里宣告。
Heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool.
天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。
Where then is the house? Who could build for me?
你们要为我造何等的殿宇？
Where is a place that I might rest?
哪里是我安息的地方呢？
God is not despising the temple here.
神并不是在这里轻看圣殿。
He is simply revealing his heart.
他只是很简单的把他的内心的心意启示出来。
He is reminding the people that the physical temple was only a shadow.
他提醒他的百姓，那个物质的圣殿总是一个影儿。
Never the substance.
他从来就不是本体。
He's saying that it is only a container of a treasure.
他在这里所讲的是说他圣殿不过是一个存放宝藏的盒子。
It is never the treasure itself.
它不是宝藏的本身。
If the heaven are his throne,
如果天是他的宝座。
If the earth is just a footstool for his feet,
如果地只是他的脚凳。
Where could a God possibly find rest?
那神到底在这个地上要在哪里找到他的安息呢？
And the answer is given in verse 2.
那他的答案是在第二节。
But to this one I will look.
但我所看顾的。
To him who is humble and contrite of spirit.
就是那位虚心痛悔的人。
And who trembles at his word.
是那个因我话而战惊的人。
And this is the substance.
这一个就是本体。
Here we arrive at the ultimate revelation here.
在这里我们看到了那最高的启示。
God made very clear that where he truly dwells.
神在这里清楚地告诉我们他到底是住在哪里。
Not in a temple made by human hands.
不是住在人手所造的圣殿里。
Not in our rituals.
不是在外面的礼仪里。
Not in religious forms.
也不是在各样宗教的形式。
God dwells among his people.
神是与他的百姓同住。
His people are his true temple.
他的百姓才是他的真的殿。
The living vessel.
是一个活的一个器皿。
The dwelling place of his presence.
是他同在的居所。
And the treasure within this house is nothing he gives.
而在这个居所里面的那个宝藏不是他所赐给的各样的东西。
The treasure is God himself.
他说那个宝藏乃是神自己。
This word said by Isaiah was an echo of Solomon's prayer.
以赛亚在这里所说的话是呼应了所罗门的祷告。
Solomon spoke this word at the most glorious moment in the history of the temple.
神在圣殿最荣耀的时刻说了这样子的话。
The Ark of the Covenant had brought into the Holy of Holies.
神的约柜已经带到了至圣所。
And the glory of God filled the sanctuary like a thick cloud.
神的荣耀如同厚云降到了圣所。
The priest could not even stand to minister.
那些祭司们甚至不能够站立侍奉。
The entire nation stood in awe and wonder before the Lord.
整个以色列人在那里大大的震惊站在神的面前。
Yet at that very moment of glory,
就在这一个荣耀的时刻
Solomon stood before the people and confessed
所罗门站在了百姓的面前在那里宣告
But while God indeed dwell on the earth
神果真住在地上吗
Behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you
看啊，天和天上的天尚且不足你的居住。
How much less this house which I have built?
何况我所建的这殿呢
？Even Solomon, the builder of the temple,
这位建造圣殿的所罗门
，understand this truth,
也能够了解这个真理。
God cannot be contained in a house built by human hands.
神不能被人所造的房子限制。
He knew that the structure itself was never the ultimate reality.
因为他知道，那一个建筑，它不是那个真实的本体。
A container, no matter how glorious, is empty without the treasure of God's presence.
一个容器，不管它是怎么样子的荣耀，如果没有那个宝藏，那个神同在的宝藏的话，它不过是空的。
Centuries later,
是几个世纪过了。
The prophet Isaiah echoed the same truth.
所以先知以赛亚再次呼应了这个真理。
But by Isaiah's time, the spiritual atmosphere was changed.
但是在以赛亚的时候。那个属灵的光景已经改变了。
In Solomon's day, this confession was spoken in humility.
在所罗门的日子，这一个宣告是存着谦卑的心说的。
But in Isaiah's day,
但是在以赛亚的时候
，this very same truth became a rebuke.
同样的真理现在成为了一个责备。
The people placed their confidence in the temple itself.
因为百姓将他们的信心放在了圣殿这个建筑物上面。
While losing their reverence for the Lord, who could never be contained to it.
他们失去了那个殿所不能够限制的那个对神那个神的敬重。
They had begun to trust the temple more than the God who dwelt among them.
所以他们就信靠那个圣殿过于信靠那住在殿里的神。
They continue to go through the religious rituals.
所以他们继续的做这些宗教的形式。
But their hearts remain far from God.
但他们的心却远离神。
They believe that as long as sacrifice were offered,
他们相信，如果他们能够继续的献祭
，God will surely be satisfied with them.
神就会心满意足对待他们。
So at the height of temple's glory,
所以在圣殿最荣耀的时候
，Solomon humbly confessed that temple could not contain God.
所罗门谦卑的宣告说。这个殿是不足以让神所居住的。
At the lowest point of the temple's history,
然后在那个圣殿的历史里面最低的时候
，the people forgot that truth.
他百姓却忘了这个真理。
And tragically, they turned the temple itself into an idol.
反而他们把圣殿这个建筑物变成了一个偶像。
We may ask, how could this be possible?
我们会说，那到底怎么发生的呢？
How could we go from the Solomon's day to Isaiah and Jeremiah's day?
怎么样子从所罗门的时光能够变成以赛亚耶利米的时候呢？
Simply say they left the origin.
是不是他们失去了他们的根源？
How could a people who possessed the law, the temple,The ark lose the very thing that matters most.
一个百姓，他们有律法，他们有圣殿，他们有约柜，但是他们却失去了所有让这些东西有意义那最重要的东西呢？
There is a very ancient Chinese idiom that illustrates this tragedy perfectly.
那有一个那中国一个古老的成语啊， 把这个真理啊，能够做一个很好的说明。
It literally means buying the box and returning the pearl.
那这个成语啊，是买椟还珠。
This expression comes from a parable written 2,200 years ago.
那这个大概是2,200年以前呢，所写的一个比喻。
And the story goes like this: A man from the state of Chu possessed an extraordinary beautiful pearl.
这个故事是这样子的：有一个楚国的人，他有一个非常美丽装珍珠的盒子。
He wants to sell it for a high price in the state of Zheng.
他要到郑国去，想把它卖一个高价。
He wants to sell it at the highest possible price.
他希望卖得越高越好。
So he decided to present it in the most attractive way possible.
所以呢，他就想把它包装成为非常越吸引人越好。
So he hired a skilled craftsman to make a very special box.
所以他就请了一个巧匠，做了一个非常特别的盒子。
Out of magnolia wood.
是用一种珍贵的木兰木。
And the box is perfumed with rare spices.
然后呢，用一些珍贵的香料将盒子熏了。
So they carry a wonderful fragrance.
所以呢，就有一种美妙的香气。
It is decorated with jade, bright feathers, and shining red gems.
然后呢，盒子呢又用宝玉，又用羽毛，用红宝石做各样的装饰。
So when the man brings this to the marketplace,
所以当这个人把这个盒子带到了市场。
And the box is so stunning that it captures everyone's attention.
这个盒子是这样子的漂亮，每一个人都被吸引。
And the buyer from the state of Zheng.See the box and is amazed by its beauty.
所以有一个郑国一个人，他看见了，他被这个盒子就吸引了。
Without hesitation, he pays a great price for it.
他马上就花了高价买了。
But after the purchase is complete,
买完了以后
the buyer opens the box.
这买的人就把盒子打开
，remove the pearl.
把这个珍珠取出来
，hands it back to the seller.
然后还给了那个卖的人。
Then he says,
然后说
，the box is magnificent.
这个盒子实在是隆美。
But I have no need for the stone inside.
但是我对盒子里面的珍珠，那我是不需要的。
Then he walks away delighted.
然后他就欢欢喜喜的走了
，with empty box in his hand.
他的手里拿的就是一个空盒子。
And the seller stands there holding the pearl.
然后那个卖的人呢，抓着那个珍珠。
The true treasure all along.
是一直就是那真正的那个宝藏。
Brothers and sisters, the empty box is a perfect picture of God's people in the days of Isaiah and Jeremiah.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这一个空盒子，正是对于在以赛亚耶利米时代神百姓一个非常合适的比方。
The people of Judah have begun to act like the man from the state of Zheng.
这犹大的百姓就好像那个郑国的人一样。
They admire the magnificence of the temple.
他们在那里被这个殿的荣耀吸引
，the fragrance of the incense，
为那里所烧的香的香味所吸引
，and the splendor of religious rituals，
为那些一切的宗教礼仪所带来的氛围所吸引
，spend all their energy polishing the box。
所以在那里花了他们一切的力量，在那里那个盒子啊，要看得漂亮。
But they have returned the pearl.
然后呢，把这个珍珠还了。
They ignore God Himself.
他们自己只是拿个空盒子。
And began treating the temple like a religious good luck charm.
所以他们把圣殿看作好像是一个幸运符一样。
Because they love the building more than the God who filled it.
因为他们爱那个建筑物，胜过爱充满这个建筑物的神。
The temple was eventually destroyed.
所以这个圣殿呢，到了最后就被摧毁了。
Many years later, after exile, the people returned to rebuild.
许多年以后，百姓归回，开始重建圣殿。
They rebuilt the walls.
他们建了墙，城墙。
They restored the roof.
他们把屋顶建盖起来。
And it looked like a temple once again.
所以看起来好像是有了一个殿。
But there was an enormous problem.
但是在这里有一个大大的问题。
The Ark of the Covenant was gone.
就是约柜没有回来。
Without the Ark, the temple was only a structure.
因为没有约柜的话，这一个圣殿不过是一个普通的建筑物。
The tabernacle and the temple have been created for one purpose, to house the Ark of God.
因为会幕跟圣殿被建立起来，它只有一个目的，就是要把神的约柜放在其中。
The temple is a box. 圣殿只是一个盒子。
圣殿只是一个盒子。
The ark was the pearl.
那一个约柜才是珍珠。
Now when Solomon built the first temple.
当所罗门建第一个殿的时候
，The glory of God filled the house only after the ark was brought inside.
唯有等到约柜被迎到至圣所以后，神的荣耀才充满圣殿。
Without the ark, there could be no glory.
如果没有约柜的话，就没有荣耀。
Now imagine the high priest in the days of the second temple.
那我们讲到了在第二圣殿的时候的大祭司。
Once each year on the day of atonement.
在赎罪日的时候，一年一次的赎罪日的时候。
He would perform every sacred ritual and finally enter into the most holy place.
他们行了各样的圣礼，然后最后进入了至圣所。
When he entered,
当他进入的时候
，He did not see the ark.
他看不见约柜。
He did not see the mercy seat.
他不看不见施恩座。
He did not see the two cherubim above the ark.
他看不见约柜上面的两个基路伯。
He saw nothing.
他什么都看不见。
He stood inside a magnificent golden room.
他站在一个非常隆美、贴着金子的房子里面。
The second temple had literally become a box without the pearl.
所以这一个第二个圣殿实实在在的成为一个没有珍珠的盒子。
It is astonishing that 2,200 years ago,
所以在2,200年以前
，a philosopher in China wrote an ancient idiom.
所以这个中国古时候的一个思想家写了这样的一个成语
，that perfectly described the spiritual condition.Of the temple in Jerusalem, thousands of miles away.
那写出了几千里以外，那个时候，在第二个圣殿时候，以色列人的属灵的光景。
It was a beautiful box, but the pearl inside was gone.
盒子是美丽的，但里面的珍珠已经不在其中。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们。
History tends to repeat itself.
历史会不断的重复。
Are we holding the box, or are we keeping the pearl?
我们到底是抓着那个盒子呢，还是我们守住了那个珍珠？
To the young people amongst us.
对我们当中的年轻人。
Do you know why do we so gather?
你有没有想过为什么我们用我们这种方式来聚会？
Why are we gather in a way so different from Christian gathering in many different places?
为什么我们聚会的方式跟很多其他基督徒聚会的方式不一样？
Have you ever thought about this? Why do we so gather?
你有没有想过到底为什么我们用这种方式来聚会？
Why do we gather in such simplicity?
为什么我们的聚会是这么样子的简单？
Why don't we have many things many other Christians have?
为什么许多其他的聚会有做的事情我们不做？
Why are we so simple?
为什么我们这么样子的简单？
Have you thought about this?
你有没有想过？
We gather this way because we treasure the pearl more than we treasure the box.
我们这样子的聚会是因为我们看重珍珠过于我们看重盒子。
Our meetings are indeed very simple.
我们的聚会的确非常的简单。
We break bread.
我们擘饼。
We receive the ministry of the word.
我们领受神话语的指示。
We study the scriptures together.
我们一同的读经。
And we pray together.
我们一同的祷告。
It is not that different from the saints in the first century.
跟第一世纪圣徒的聚会没有太多的差别。
Why do we gather so simply?
为什么我们用这样简单的方式来聚会？
Because we do not want anything outward distract us from the pearl inside.
因为我们不希望用许多外面的事把我们的眼目从那个珍珠当中带走了。
And we also need to keep the pearl.
我们希望持住那个珍珠。
Therefore, we need to gather in sincerity.
所以我们聚会的时候要内里诚实。
How do we gather in sincerity?
我们怎么样子能够存着诚实的心来聚会呢？
We want to keep those things that was given to us from the beginning.
我们要持守那众圣徒从起初所传给我们的。
In the beginning was Christ.
起初的时候有基督。
Therefore, we need to give Christ the preeminence.
所以我们要高举基督。
If you want to keep the pearl, we need to give Christ the preeminence.
我们如果要持守那个珍珠，我们一定要能够高举基督。
In the beginning was the Holy Spirit.
在起初的时候有圣灵。
If you want to keep the pearl, we need to submit to the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要持住那个珍珠，我们就必须要顺服那圣灵的膏油。
In the beginning was the word.
起初的时候有神的话。
If we want to keep the pearl, we need to obey the word of the Lord.
所以我们要持住那个珍珠的话，我们必须要顺服主的话。
That's why we gather in simplicity and in sincerity.
所以我们乃是很简单的，存着诚实的心一同来聚会。
We do not want to maintain the box and losing the pearl.
我们不希望一直在那里装饰那个盒子，却让我们失去了珍珠。
While the flesh is stripped away through simplicity.
借着简单让肉体被除去。
And the pearl is preserved through sincerity.
借着诚实的心，那个珍珠就被保持了。
We want to use the remaining time to explore how the people of Judah lose the pearl.
剩下的时间我们要来谈一下，到底以色列的百姓是怎么样子的失去了这珍珠呢？
First, the ark represents the presence of God.
首先，这个约柜是代表了神的同在。
But they forsook His presence.
但是他们却弃掉了他的同在。
Second, the ark represents the covenant of the Lord.
第二个，那么这一个约柜是代表了神的约。
But they broke His covenant.
但是他们却也违背破坏了他的约。
Third, the covenant represents the testimony of the Lord.
第三个，这个约柜是代表主的见证。
But they spoil his testimony.
但是他们毁坏了他的见证。
It's only when we recognize how easily Judah lose the pearl.
我们必须要能够认识犹大失去他们的珍珠是多么的快。
That we can learn to treasure.What we have today.
然后我们才会看重我们今日所有的。
We are not gathered to maintain a box.
我们聚会在一起并不是要维持一个盒子。
We gather to guard his presence.
我们聚在一起是要持守他的同在。
To keep his covenant.
是要守他的约。
To preserve his testimony.
是要保存他的见证。
Let's look at first how they forsook his presence.
首先让我们来看一下 他们到底是怎么样弃掉他的神的同在的。
And in Jeremiah 7, God commands the prophet to stand at the temple gates and cry out to the people.
在耶利米书的第七章，神吩咐先知到城门口对百姓呼喊。
As those people enter through the gate, toward the temples.
所以当百姓经过这个门进到殿里的时候
，they kept repeating.
他们不断的在那里讲
，the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
是耶和华的殿，是耶和华的殿，是耶和华的殿。
They shouted this way.
他们是这样子的在那里呼喊。
They shouted in unison.
他们是同声的在那里呼喊。
The temple of the Lord.
这是耶和华的殿。
To them, as long as stone walls of the temple stood.
对他们来讲，他们看见了这个圣殿的四面墙。
The pearl was safe.
只要有了这墙。那个珍珠一定在。
They believe the box, the building, the sacrifice, the priesthood guarantee the favor of God.
他们相信有祭司的服事，有各样的祭礼，那就保证神的一定，那盒子里面一定有神的同在。
They assumed if the box was functioning, the presence of God was secure.
他们的认知是这样子的。如果这个盒子是正常运作的话，那么在里面神的同在就一定保证有。
But God shattered this illusion with a devastating warning.
但是神在那里严严的责备，破坏了他们这样子的幻觉。
God said, "Go now to my place, which was in Shiloh."
神对他们说：“你们去，且到示罗去。”
Where I made my name dwell at first,
就是我先前立为我名的居所。
And see what I do to it.
然后看我在其中所做的事。
I will do to the house which is called by my name, as I did to Shiloh.
所以我要向这称为我名下的居所，照我以前向示罗所行的做。
History proved the tabernacle itself did not guarantee the presence of God.
历史告诉我们，光有了会幕不能够保证神的同在。
When the hearts of the people turn away from him, the glory departed and the ark was captured.
当百姓的心远离了神，荣耀就离开了约柜，约柜就被非利士人
God's message to people of Judah was very clear.
所以神的信息是非常清楚的。
Do not trust the building. I have left my house before, and I will do it again.
不要相信这一个建筑。我以前离开了我的居所，我仍然会再一次的离开。
How can we keep His presence?
所以我们怎么样子能够保守他的同在呢？
God's presence cannot be bought with enthusiasm.
因为那个东西不是光凭着热情就能够带过来的。
Or produced by human zeal.
或者按着人的热心能够成就。
His presence is kept through love and obedience.
他的同在是借着爱与顺服来持守的。
The Lord says this in A Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 23.
主在约翰福音的十四章的二十三节这样说
If anyone loves me,
若有人爱我
and he will keep my words,
就必遵守我的道
Did you see love and obedience?
所以你在这里看见爱与顺服
and we will come to him.
那我们要到他那里去
and make our home with him
要与他同住
obedience flowing from love will bring us into God's presence
出于爱心的顺服带领我们到神的同在里
We may have Lord's table every single week.
我们可能每个礼拜都守主，都来到主的桌子。
But without true communion with Him.
但也有可能我们没有跟他有真正的交通。
And it is still a ritual.
那么它就不过成为一个礼仪。
The bread and the wine are part of the box.
那个饼、那个酒是盒子的一部分。
But the fellowship.Of the Spirit at the Lord's table is the pearl.
而在主的桌子里面，借着圣灵而有的交通是那个珍珠。
Oh, to obey is better than sacrifice.
听命胜于献祭。
We must not offer sacrifices of songs and prayers while our hearts remain far from Him.
所以当我们的心是远离神的时候，我们不能够就在那里借着诗歌、借着祷告来献我们的祭。
Love expressed through obedience is the way we keep the pearl.
借着顺服所彰显出来的爱，这一个就是我们持住那个珍珠的道路。
The greatest tragedy is not weakness.
最大的悲剧不是软弱。
The greatest tragedy is becoming satisfied without His presence.
最大的悲剧是虽然主没有同在，我的心仍然心满意足。
Second, they broke His covenant.
第二个，他们背了他的约。
God's word is this.
神的话是这样说
，In Jeremiah 31 and verse 33,
耶利米书三十一章三十三节。
But this is the covenant.
我所立的约乃是这样。
I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it.
我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。
I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
我要做他们的神，他们要做我的百姓。
So the very purpose of this covenant is to bring God and His people into a living relationship.
所以这个约的目的是要叫神跟他的百姓带入一个生命里面连结的关系。
God's charge against Judah was not a lack of religion.
所以神控告犹大，并不是说他们没有宗教的礼仪形式，
Not, but a loss of relationship.
而是他们失去了跟神的圣约的关系。
In Isaiah, in the beginning of Isaiah, God speaks with the voice of a grieving father.
在以赛亚书一开始的时候，神好像一个伤心的父亲在那里说。
God said, "Hear, O heavens."And give ear, O earth.
神说天啊要听，地啊侧耳而听。
I have reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me.
我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。
Then God made a devastating comparison.
然后接下来，神用了一个比喻。
The ox knows his owner.
牛认识他的主人。
The donkey, his master's crib.
驴认识主人的槽。
But Israel does not know.
但以色列却不认识。
My people do not understand.
我的民却不留意。
Can you hear the sadness in the heart of the God?
在这里你能够听见神心中的忧伤吗？
A simple ox recognizes the hand that feeds it.
一个很愚蠢的牛尚且认识能够喂它的那一只手。
A stubborn donkey knows where his home is.
一个倔强的驴子也知道他自己的家在哪里。
But God said his own people do not know him.
但神说他自己的百姓却不认识我。
This was not an ignorance of doctrine.
这一个并不是说他们不知道教义教训。
It was ignorance of the heart.
乃是不知道不认识那个心。
They were children living in the father's house.
他们是住在父家里面的儿女。
But they do not recognize their father's face.
他们自己却不认识他们父亲的脸面。
They possess the things of God.
所以他们所着重的是神所给的那些东西。
But they no longer knew the God of those things.
他们却不认识那个神自己。
They look at the law, the prophets, and said, "We have everything God requires."
他们看着律法，他们看着先知。他们说我们有神所给我们的一切的东西。
Surely God must accept us.
所以神必然喜悦我们。
But God said quite opposite.
但神的判断却是相反。
They do not know me.
他们不认识我。
Brothers and sisters, this is the dangers for all of us today.
弟兄姐妹们，这是对我们每一个人今天的一个威胁。
Once the relationship is lost,
这个关系如果失去了,
the law become mere legalism.
那这些律法, 就变成律法主义。
The covenant becomes a sense of entitlement.
那这个约不过让我们觉得,神所做的是理所当然。
And the prophecy becomes nothing more than tradition.
先知所讲的话，不过是成为了一个传统。
Judah did not fall because they lack light.
犹大并不是因为没有光，所以他们跌倒。
They fell because they rejected the light.
他们所以失败，是因为他们拒绝光。
They replaced a living relationship with a cold system of religion.
他们用那些冷冷的宗教的系统代替了跟神活生生的关系。
Let us not celebrate the covenant while forgetting the Father.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们不要一方面在那里庆祝这个约，但一方面却忘掉了父。
It is the relationship that matters.
因为这关系才是那个重心。
Without the covenant,becomes nothing more than an empty set of rules.
因为如果是没有这个关系的话，那这个约不过成为一堆没有什么灵魂的规定。
Brothers and sisters, it is possible to know the language of the Bible.
弟兄姐妹们，我们可以知道圣经里面所用的言语字词。
Without knowing the voice of God.
却不知道神的声音。
It is possible to defend truth.
可能是为真理争辩。
Without loving the God of truth.
却不爱那个是真理的神。
It is possible to hold the covenant.
有可能是守住了约的规定。
While drifting away from the Father himself.
但是却与父越来越远。
But the God is full of mercy.
但神是蛮有怜悯的。
Even now, he still calls his people back to himself.
甚至现在他也在呼召他的百姓回到他的面前。
The Lord does not merely want our service.
神并不是说单单的只是要我们在那里做事服侍他。
He wants our hearts.
他要的是我们的心。
May we never speak so much about God.
不要叫我们一直在那里讲论神。
Yet, he become a stranger to us.
但是我神却跟我们好像是一个陌生人。
The third, they spoil his testimony.
那么第三个是他败坏了神的见，他们败坏了神的见证。
The ark was never meant for Israel alone.
因为这个约柜不是光为了以色列的。
It was meant to be a testimony to the nations.
乃是要成为列国的见证。
God intended for his characters.
乃是能够叫他叫神自己的各样的性情
His justice, His righteousness, and His love
他的公平他的公义他的爱
To be seen through the life of His people
能够借着他百姓的生活被人所看见
That visible expression of God is His testimony
这一个叫人能够看见神的彰显就是他的见证
In Jeremiah 13 God asked Jeremiah to bought a linen waistband
在耶利米书的第十三章神吩咐耶利米买一个麻布做的腰带
And cling to his waist
在那里能够围在他耶利米的腰上
Then God explained the reason for doing so
然后神向耶利米解释他为什么要这样做
The linen waistband cleans the waist of a man
因为这麻布做的腰带是贴紧人腰
So I made the whole house of Israel cling to me
照样我也使以色列全家紧贴我
So the whole house of Israel is like a linen waistband
所以整个以色列家好像麻布做的腰带
So God wear the linen waistband
所以神好像穿起了这个麻布做的腰带
And this waistband is very close to him
所以这个腰带是紧紧的贴着他
In this way this waistband would be for him a people a name a praise and a glory
所以这一个腰带对神来讲他就成为了他的百姓他的名他的赞美他的荣耀
Judah was meant to cling to God so closely
所以犹大他们本来是要这样的能够紧紧的贴着神
But they could become a praise and a glory to the nations
所以他们在万民当中能够成为神的赞美彰显神的荣耀
But you, Judah didn't do that
但是犹大没有这么做
God told Jeremiah to take the linen waistband and hide it in the cleft of a rock by the river
那神呢却叫耶利米拿这个腰带埋在河边一个洞穴之下
And after many days Jeremiah dig it up and find the waistband spoiled
所以过了好多天以后再吩咐耶利米把那腰带挖出来那个腰带就已经坏了
It is rotten stand and a scripture says good for nothing
所以它已经腐朽了它已经被玷污了那圣经告诉我们是毫无用了
The moisture of the earth have ruined the fabric
所以从地来的那个水汽就把这一个麻布损坏了
The linen waistband once beautiful and strong
所以这一个麻布做的腰带本来是美丽的本来是强壮的
Lost its strength and usefulness
它有蛮有力量而且有很多的用处
It could no longer be worn
但是再也不能用了
It could no longer fulfill his purpose.
他再也不能够成就他本有的目的了。
Then God explained to Jeremiah.
然后接下来神就向耶利米解释了。
In the same way, I will ruin the pride of Judah, these evil people who refuse to listen to my words and have become like this linen waistband.
所以神说我也照样败坏犹大的骄傲这恶民不肯听我的话他们也必向这腰带变为无用
Just as moisture rotted the linen waistband pride rotted Judah's character
好像这个湿气让这个麻布腐烂了同样骄傲使犹大败坏了
So the linen waistband is only usefulIf he clings to a man who wears it.
所以这个麻布的腰带它的用处就是能够紧紧的贴着那穿戴它的人。
But Judah pulled away from God and followed their own desires.
但是犹大随从自己的心欲远离神。
And in doing so, they became good for nothing.
因为这样，所以他们就成为毫无用处。
Instead of showing the world God's holiness.
所以他们不再向这个世界显出神的圣洁。
They reveal their own corruption.
相反的，他们显出的是他们自己的败坏。
A spoiled garment doesn't make the wearer look glorious anymore.
一个腐坏的外衣不能够显出戴的人的荣耀，穿戴的人的荣耀。
Judah's failure was not merely that they become bad.
所以犹大的失败不仅仅是说他们成为一个行恶事的人。
The tragedy was that they became useless for their intended purpose.
那个悲剧乃是在于他们原来所受造要成就的那个目的已经成为完全毫无用处。
They were called to show the world what the living God is like.
他们蒙召是要叫这个世界能够从他们的身上看见这一个又真又活的神。
But in the end, they look no different from the corrupt pagan cultures around them.
但是到了末了，他们看起来跟那些围绕他们那些外邦那些败坏的文化看起来都是一样。
They kept the box, but they spoiled the testimony.
他们抓到了那个盒子。但是他们败坏了他的见证。
Brothers and sisters, in conclusion,
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要做个结论。
This is why the box and the pearl matter so much.
这就是为什么那个盒子跟那个珍珠是这么重要。
Our gathering today isn't about maintaining a box.
我们今天的聚会并不是要去持守一个传统。
The box, it's not the most important thing.
这个盒子不是最重要的事。
It's not the way we do things that matters.
并不是说我们这样做或那样做是最重要的。
It's the purpose of why we do certain things.
而是我们做这些事它的目的是最重要的。
We gather this way because we want to preserve the testimony.
我们如此的聚会是因为我们要保存那一个珍珠。
If we ignore the lessons of Judah,
如果我们忽略了犹大的没有从犹大身上学功课，
we will repeat the same error.
我们会犯下跟犹大一样的错误。
If you lose his presence,
如果我们失去他的同在，
we're nothing.More than an empty box.
我们就不过是一个空的盒子而已。
If we break the covenant,
若是我们背了约，
we have less understanding than a simple ox or a stubborn donkey.
我们比那一个愚笨的牛，比那个倔强的驴都还不如。
If we spoil his testimony,
我们若损坏了败坏了他的见证，
we become good for nothing.
我们就成为毫无用处。
This is why we choose to gather in simplicity.
这就是为什么我们拣选了要用简单的聚会。
We intentionally strip away our forms.And outward matters.
所以我们是有意的，能够除掉那些外面的事。
So that we can cling to him more closely.
所以我们能够更多的靠近他。
So we can like that linen waistband cling to the waist of a man.
好像那麻布做的腰带，我们能够紧紧的贴着穿他的主人。
And when we gather in sincerity.
所以当我们存着诚心来敬拜的聚集的时候，
When we give Christ the preeminency.
我们让基督要高举基督。
When we submit to the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们顺服圣灵的膏抹。
When we obey the word of God.
我们顺服神的话。
We will try to keep the pearl.
是因为我们要持住那个珍珠。
We gather this way so we don't become an empty box.
我们是这样子的聚会，是因为我们不要成为一个空盒子。
We gather this way to preserve the pearl.
我们这样子的聚会，是因为我们要持住那个珍珠。
We gather this way so that when the people, the world, look at us.
我们这样子的聚会是要百姓叫这个世界看见的时候。
They do not see a spoiled waistband.
他们不会看到一个朽烂的腰带。
Instead, they may see the name, the praise, and the glory of our living God.
乃是他们能够看见我们神的名声看见他的赞美看见他的荣耀。
May we never be a people who hold the book but forget the author.
我们不要做一个拿着书但是忘掉写书的作者。
Let us hold the box but cherish the pearl.
让我们抓住我们的盒子但我们看重当中的珍珠。
Father, we commit this word into your hands.
那父啊，我们将这个话交在你的手中。
As we consider the voice of Jeremiah and Isaiah.
我们在这里听见耶利米、以赛亚的先知的声音。
Your heart spoken through them thousands years ago.
你的心在几千年以前就充充足足的写明。
How you want to have that?Close relationship with your people.
你是怎么样子的渴望跟你的百姓有一个亲密的关系？
How you want to dwell among your people.
你是何等的盼望与你百姓同住？
You have been waiting for the place of your dwelling.
你是在等候你的居所被建立。
You continue to work diligently among your people.
你仍然在百姓当中工作。
To find a people who will respond to your heart's calling.
能够叫百姓能够回应你心中所求。
May we hear that call today.
让我们今日也听见这样子的呼召。
May we hear that call even from the youngest among us.
从我们当中最小的。
We do not just want to see, to understand the word in the Bible.
我们不仅仅是要能够明白圣经的话语。
We want to understand the heart behind this word.
我们要能够明白在说这些话后面神的心肠。
We pray that your spirit will bring the heart of the God into our heart today.
我们恳求主借着圣灵将神的心能够进到我们的心。
We don't have much time left.
时间已经不多。
We do not know how many time we have.
我们不知道我们在世的日子有多久。
But we pray that when opportunity still exists, we return to you.
但是恳求主，但仍然有回转的时候，让我们回转归向你。
We will return to you in the place we gather.
我们能够在我们聚会的地方归向你。
May we learn to treasure the pearl in our gathering.
叫我们能够看重我们聚会当中我们当中的那个珍珠。
May we understand why we gather this way.
让我们能够明白为什么我们要这样子的聚会。
We're not here to maintain a tradition.
我们并不是要维持传统。
We're here to preserve the pearl and your testimony.
我们乃是要保守那个珍珠，那个神的同在。
We pray you raise our young people, next generations.
我们为我们当中年轻的下一代，我们祷告。
They will continue to pursue you in this way.
你继续能够在他们身上成就你的旨意。
Bring your people back to the origin.
能够带领你的百姓回到起初。
Abide in your presence.
能够住与你同在。
In your precious name we pray.
靠你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.